Ephesians, chapter 4. I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, urge you to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called. With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Being diligent to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, and one Spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. But to each one of us was the grace given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Therefore he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, he gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended, what is it but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same also that ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some to be apostles, and some, prophets, and some, evangelists, and some, pastors and teachers. For the preparing of the saints, to the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a full-grown man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we may no longer be juveniles, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, in craftiness, after the wiles of error. But speaking truth in love, may grow up in all things into him, who is the head, even Christ. From whom all the body being joined and knit together through that which every joint supplies, according to the working in due measure of each individual part, makes the increase of the body to the building up of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk, in the vanity of their mind. Being darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their heart. Who, feeling no more pain, delivered themselves up to sexual immorality, to work all impurity with greed. But you did not so learn Christ. If indeed you heard him, and were taught in him, even as truth is in Jesus. That you put away, as concerning your former manner of life, the old man, that waxes corrupt after the desires of deceit. And that you are renewed in the spirit of your mind. And put on the new man, that after God has been created in righteousness and holiness of truth. Therefore, putting away falsehood, speak truth each one with his fellow man, for we are members one of another. Be angry, and don't sin, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no more, and even better, let him labor, working with his own hands the thing that is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need. Let no corrupt speech proceed out of your mouth, but such as is good for edifying as the need may be, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you were sealed to the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, and wrath, and anger, and clamor, and railing, be put away from you, with all malice. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, even as God also in Christ forgave you.